Okay, we ready? let's begin. The Mishnah on Chaf Beis Mabeis. Again, this week's Shira, Mar Lezecha Nishmas, Yitzchak Ben Peretz Klein. Yitzchak Ben Peretz Klein. Says the Mishnah on Chaf Beis Mabeis. So we are back in the previous times when the Takana of Balkari, we have a little bit more about Balkari, a couple more lines. So we're back in the time period before Abihuda ben Misera, when it was still Noah. Hayaomi b'tfila b'diska shu balkari. Let's say somebody says Shmoneh Esrei, and he remembers, and he realizes that he's a balkari, and he hasn't gone to the mikvah. Lo yafzik, elo yakatzer. So he shouldn't stop in the middle. After all, he's in the middle of davening. So he shouldn't just stop. Elo yakatzer, but he should shorten his Shmoneh Esrei. The way the Mefarshim explain, or Rabbeinu Yonah and others, that it means you should say the first and last line of every bracha. That's how you should shorten the Shmoneh Esrei. Yared Litbol. What happens if he had already gone down to be Tovel in the morning? So Im Yochel Alos Ulehes Kasas V'Likros Ashlo Tonei Tzachama. If he times himself that he'd be able to go up and cover himself in a towel or whatever and read, say Kriyashma, by the time Neitzachama comes, then that's what he should do. Yalavis Kasas V'Yikro. Because if you remember from previously from Daf Tesima Beis, the optimum time of saying Kriya Shema is Vasikin, is right before Netzachama. So that's why, if somebody could do this, so then that would be the best. V'yim la, but what if he can't? If by the time he gets out of the mikvah, then that time will pass. Yiskase b'mayim v'yikra, that he should cover himself in the water and read. What does that mean, cover? How do you cover yourself in the water? So it means that if you move your arms around and you make the water a little blurry, so then you're kind of covered. It's not clear anymore. So that's how, yes, kasa b'mayim v'yikra, that's what one should do. This is very halakha l'maisa in terms of a woman going to the mikvah. Question is, when does the woman in the mikvah, b'zman hazeh, say the bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish is the last Simin in Hilchas Nida. Shulchan Aruch says that a woman should say the bracha, she says the bracha in the water, and what the Shulchan Aruch says is that she's ochartan hamayin, which means that she rubs her arms around a little bit, and therefore the water becomes somewhat blurry, and then she makes the bracha. Many women make two brachas, once before they dunk, once after they dunk, but yiskasa b'mayim, it's the same concept. V'lo yiskasa lo b'mayim ha'ram v'lo b'mayim ha'mishra, but if the man is, or the woman is in, the man, we're talking about Balkari, b'mayim ha'ram is in bad water. What is bad water? Rashi says, it means here smelly water, some type of water that stinks. V'lo b'mayim ha'mishra, and not water that you will wash your laundry in. B'mayim ha'mishra is laundry water. Ashiyatol tochan mayim. You can't do this saying kriyashma if you're in this type of disgusting water until you first dilute it. First, you dilute it with water. How far do you have to distance yourself from this type of disgusting water or from tsoa, from excrement? Dalat amos, meaning you're not allowed to say tefillah, you're not allowed to daven in the radius of dalat amos, either from these types of water or from tsoa. Okay, that is the Mishnah. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Like the Mishnah says, if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you just shorten your Shmoneh Esrei. Let's say you're reading the Torah of a, so if you're unclear if you're learning, it sounds more like you're learning. Let's say you're the Balkorei. And you are, remember that he's a Balkari, so you don't stop in the middle. Magamgame Vakorei. What does Magamgame mean? So Rashi here says Bimrutsa. You just start reading it quickly. Which is mashma, that normally you're not supposed to learn quickly. Right, that's right. Only here you have to learn quickly. Rabbi Meir Omer ain't Balkari Rashi Likros Batorah Yosef Yigul Psukim. Rabbi Meir says no. A Balkari can't read more than three psukim, which is the minimum amount of any aliyah in shul. Three psukim, and that is why if he has already read three psukim, he stops where he is. If he hasn't read three psukim, then he can read another pasuk, but that is the minimum number. Minimum number usually is three psukim per aliyah and 10 psukim per day. That is the usual minimum. This Friday, Be'ez Hashem, we have the exception to the rule of the whole year. Because Purim, we have 9 psukim in the morning. Shortest laning the whole year, because they say it's Parsha Achas. That's an entire unit of Parsha, V'yavo Amalek, so therefore it's 9 psukim. But other than that, usually the minimum number of laning every day, on a Monday, Thursday, or any other day, is 3 psukim per aliyah, 10 psukim per day. So that's what the Balkari does. Tanya Yidach. So now we have a... We have about a half an amud of Gemara about halachos regarding saying kriyashma or davening in the context of tzo, in the context of a dirty diaper that smells, comes up halacha l'maisa sometimes. Hayomi, you got to make sure the room is clean. Tanya Yidach, Hayomi bat tfila v'ratzo k'negdo. Somebody is davening, and then he's in the middle of davening, and he sees tzoa on the floor in front of him. Mahalich lefanav, achi yizrakenu l'achrav dalat amos. Amazing. You're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You're allowed to stop Shmoneh Esrei, walk, somewhere and get the tzoa to be behind you. You're allowed to stop what you're doing because you're allowed to dabble with tzoa in front of you. We have another brayso that says you don't have to get it behind you. At least on the side of you is enough. As long as you're even, it just can't be in front of you. So says the Gemara Lokasha, had to efshar, had to lo efshar. It depends on what's possible. If it's possible to get it behind you, then that's better. You're not supposed to daven even with it on the side of you. But let's say there's a river and you're davening Mizrach, or let's say there's some other type of hefsek, Rashi says, and you can't get it behind you. Stelin Staden is the best, but it's a din that it can't be in front of you. And by the way, this according to most, this is a din daraisa. It's din daraisa that you're not allowed to daven keneged atzoa. Let's say you're davening and then forget Dalet Amos. You found it like very close to you. So Rabba says that even though you sinned, what was the sin? Tosa says that you didn't check beforehand. We're talking about a place where you should have suspected that there might be tzoa there. If it's a place where you totally don't expect it, you're in a shul, then it's not your fault. So then obviously it's going to be okay with the evid. But here says Rabba, even though you were chote, and Tosa says even though you should have checked beforehand, tfilas with tfila, it's still a good tfila. You don't have to daven again. But Maskev LaRabba, Rabba says that's not true. Vazerach Rasham Toeva, Pasuk in Mishle, which we assume is referring to this type of tfila. Zevach Rishab Zevach, which is a korban, which is your type of tefillah, if you daven in an abominable type of place, it's not a tefillah, it's a toeva. So El Amar Rava, Rava argues, Hoil V'chata, not even though, since you were chote, and again, Tosva says, because you davened at a place where you should have checked, you know there are babies around here, you know it's a, whatever kind of place it is, and you should have known that there might be tzoa, there might be something like that around, and you didn't check, Afal Pisha His Palel Tfilaso Toeva. So then, it's not good. It's not a good tefillah, and on the gears on the side, and also Tosas quotes that Yachzor v'yispalel. You have to daven again. You have to daven again because the tefillah was meshukas in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was not accepted, and therefore one has to be careful, especially if one has young children in the house, to make sure that the room is clear. If one happens to be, well, somebody davening at home, but if somebody is, one has to make sure by benching, forget davening, benching also. Saying other tefillahs. So one has to make sure that the room is clear from any type of this material. Okay, second to last line. Tana Rabbanan, continuation, similar discussion. Hayomim bet filu umayim shosus in al birkov. Let's say somebody is davening, and all of a sudden he loses control of his bladder, and urine starts coming out. He loses control. So what does he do? Posik ashiyichlu hamayim. So the halacha is he can't daven while that's happening. So he has to stop. He has to stop and wait. Stop and wait for the water to stop. For the urine to stop. V'chozer. And then you start, go back to saying Shemona Esrei. Tosfos here has two opinions. How long do you have to wait? Do you have to wait until it's totally absorbed and not there anymore, not wet anymore? Tosfos says, near it appears that no, as long as it's, even if it's wet, as long as it stops, it's okay. Because urine, Mei Raglayim, is different than Soa. Mei Raglayim is a din d'rabbanan, that you're not allowed to daven next to Mei Raglayim. Not davening next to Tzoa, that's more serious. That's a din d'araisa. We don't fool around. If you daven next to Tzoa, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. But Mei Raglayim, davening, you're not supposed to daven when it's coming out of you, but in the context, in the confines, right close to the Mei Raglayim, so that's a din d'rabbanan, Tosfos assumes. And therefore, because it's a din d'rabbanan, and you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei already, so we're not matriach you to wait until it dries for so long, so therefore we'd allow you to do it as long as it stops. So that's a good question. The Gemara here doesn't talk about that, but the poskim seem to say that you should try not to daven in a place where there's a smell. You should try to have that. That if it's either one, if it smells, the other poskim say the other way, the kula. If there's a diaper that's old, let's say there was a diaper from whatever, from a day or two ago, I don't know why it would be there, but if it's dried out already, it might not have the status of so anymore. Because so has a status where it's more recent. Sorry? It depends what kind of smell. If it's the smell of soa, then it might not be, it's not appropriate. Okay. So says the Gemara in the last line, Lahechad Chozer. So fine, you're in the middle of davening and the Mayim shows us in and you stop davening. So when you start again, where do you have to start from? So says the Gemara in Machlokas, Rav Chisav Rav Hamnuna. Chadam Rechozer LaRosh. There's one mandarma that says you have to go back to the beginning. Back to the beginning. You had to stop. You go back to the beginning. No, you only have to go back to where you left off. What's this machlokas about? By the way, this comes up also very halacha lemaisa. The sister Eliezer has a tshuva about a catheter. If a man or a woman has a catheter connected to them, so sometimes it comes out without knowing. They're in the hospital bed, and whenever the bladder has stuff in it, it comes out. So the shaila is about asher yasser. When do you say asher yasser? That's a separate issue. But what happens in terms of brachas? What happens in terms of tefillah? So well, the Rishlam was Zalman, and most poskim seem to say, some poskim say Shalom Hachi, you should cover it up, but others say you don't even have to cover it up because it's in its own pack, container, and it doesn't smell, and it's normal that it usually just passes through and goes under the bed. It doesn't stay on top. So then most poskim say that you don't even have to cover it. If you want lachadchila, it's covered, you know, to put a blanket over it and cover it. But it's a very halacha l'maisa issues. We shouldn't have to know from it, but that's, we have to know the halacha. So leima b'halka b'flikit. So what's this machlokas about? Whether if you stopped in the middle, do you have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Asrei, or do you just go back to where you stopped? Top of Chav Gimel. Mar Sover, Mshach Tidlig Kula, Chosel Rosh, Uma Sover, Lamachem Shapasa. So maybe the Machlokas is in a case where you stopped long enough that had you continued, you would have finished Shmon Asrei already. So it's a very long break. And we know that that's a general Machlokas. If you stop for that long, do you have to go back to the beginning or not? So Amar Ravashi Rashi says, no, that can't be the case. Hai Imshaha Imlo Shahami Boile. The Gemara should have been specific to teach you that Chiddush. That we're talking about the case where you were shohel, you waited so long as to finish the whole Shmona Esrei. Ella, it must be that there's a different shot here. Ella, dekuli alma imshaka de ligmar eskula chosel l'rosh. Everybody would agree that if you stop for so long that you could have finished the entire Shmona Esrei in that time, so then you would go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. V'hasam b'teloshaka miflagi. The machlokas here is if you only stop for a shorter amount of time. Demar savar, these are crucial. Sounds like very lumdish lines. The Marsavar Gavra Dechuyahu Ve'ein Ra'ui. Just stress it literally. The person is pushed aside. The person is Dachui Ve'ein Ra'ui Ve'ein Tfilaso Tfila. Umarsavar Gavra Chazihu Ve'tfilaso Tfila. What does this mean? How does this explain the Machlokas? So the Pashtus here, I think, is how the Rush learns the Gemara. And that is, when it comes, one Manda Amar says that when a person, what is it when a person is having Mayim Shoses Al Birkav, when it's coming out of him, so what does that make him? Does that make him, he's still a person who theoretically could daven, but he's in a situation which is hindering him from davening. So therefore, once the situation stops, so then he could go back, but in a person, but Gavra, is always fine, he's allowed to daven, he's just in a difficult situation. So that's the person who says he can just go back to where he left off. Masha Enkein, according to the other person, he says Gavra Tuchuyahi. No, once he's in this state, he's not just in a bad situation, but he has the halachic status of a gavra, of a person who's mufka from davening. So therefore, he has to go back to the beginning, because it was such a hefzik that he's like a person who can't daven right now. Not just a person who can, but he's in a situation that's making it difficult. So that's like translating the words, whether he's a gavra tchuya, or he's a gavra chazia, so therefore that would make a difference whether the tefillah that he davened beforehand was a tefillah. Rashi has a little different shot. Rashi says the machlokas is, if this is happening right in the middle of Shmon Esrei, it must be you really had to go right before you started. So that's the machlokas. According to the one who says you have to go back to the beginning, it's because the tefillah that you davened before it started, you probably really had to go, and we're about to talk about it in a minute, you're not allowed to daven when you really have to go to the bathroom. And if you did, it's not a tefillah. So that's why you have to be chozel l'rosh. Mashiach, according to the other man to Amar, even if you really have to go, you're not supposed to daven, but if you did daven, it counts up until that point where it starts coming out, and then, therefore, you'd have to go back to where you left off. So again, it's the machlokas between the Rashi and Rashi, how to understand this chilek, to explain the machlokas of, if this happens in the middle of Shmona Esrei, do you go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, or do you go back to where you left off? Okay, so now, let us get to the first wide line, Tanu Rabbanan. Hanitzrach l'nakava v'yispalel v'yispalel tefilaso toeva. Very, very important halacha. Not allowed to daven when you have to go to the bathroom. If you daven when you have to go to the bathroom, then tefilaso toeva, which is the same lashon that the Gemara used on the previous amud, which means it doesn't count. It's not a good tefila, and you have to daven again. Tefilaso toeva. Amar of Zvid v'itamer of Yehuda lo shanu. When do you say tefilaso toeva? El sheinu yachol l'shaus ba'atzmo. If you really can't hold it in, and it's going to come out any second, and even, let's say, if you get through the davening, and then you run out right after Shmona Esrei, that, haraya, that's not a Shmona Esrei. Avalim yochol l'shaus ba'atzmo, tefilaso tefila. What if you have to go to the bathroom? Somebody has the urge, but they can wait a little bit. Right? Sometimes, we have to do that. We're in a situation, let's say, you know, we know we're going to have to go 10 minutes after davening, or whatever it is, but, you know, it's not mamish ut. So then, the Gemara says, tefilaso tefila. Right, tefilaso tefila sounds like a bidyevid lashon, and that's why the Rush on this Gemara says it's only bidyevid. L'chadchila, if you have to go at all, you're supposed to check yourself. The Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to check yourself. We're going to see in a minute before you go to the before you daven.
Is all this also by Berachas Hamazon and Krishma?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's even more so by tefila because that's a situation where you're standing in front of Hashem in a more extreme way.
Doesn't make sense if you have a candle. case where maybe this man Krishma was about to pass.
Right, right. Nachinami. So the riff here says mutter, which sounds like lechachila. If you can hold it in, you're allowed to. But lemaisa, it seems like you're, if there's a tzorich, let's say you're going to miss all of tefillah b'tzibur, so then I would say if you don't really have to go, so maybe you should daven with him. But if you really have to go, to tough luck, you have to go to the bathroom. But nachinami, right? If there's a challenge, if there's counter pressure, then you should. Tfila so tfila, his tfila counts as a tfila. It doesn't say mutter lehispalel. When the Rif quotes this, it says mutter, and the Rush argues. We're talking about mutter. It's not lechatchila. It's only b'diavad. So it's machloka. The Rif sounds like it's lechatchila as long as you don't have to go right now. V'yad kama amar sheishes ad parsa. How long is it holding it in ad parsa? Which is a question. How long it is? Usually ad parsa is a couple of minutes, but. That's how long one has to wait. Some say that this wasn't just a statement from Rav Zvid, but it was a whole brisa. It said about that first line of the brisa. The brisa said, you're not allowed to daven when you have to go to the bathroom. And then on that, you're not allowed to daven when you can't hold it in. Period. Okay, continue. Of the similar discussion. Amr Shmuel Nachman Yonasan Hanisrach LeNekavav Hareza Lo Yispalel. Person has to go to the bathroom again. A different source that he shouldn't daven. Mishum Shenemar Hikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael. Prepare to meet Hashem your God. This pasuk is the source for everything about preparing for tefillah. It's the source for washing your hands before davening. It's the source about wearing special clothes, a jacket when you daven. It's also wearing a gartel when you daven. Source for all the halachas about preparing for tefillah is this pasuk right here. Hikon, prepare yourself for davening. So prepare yourself means in various ways. One of the ways is to check if you have to go to the bathroom or not. V'yomer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan, my dechsiv. What does the following pasuk mean? And the second shot of this pasuk is going to relate to the bathroom. So the first one doesn't. But my dechsiv shmar raglecha, kasher teilech habeis ha'alokim, guard your feet when you go to the house of Hashem. That's the simple translation. But the Gemara darshins, shmar atzmacha, guard yourself, shelo techata, so that you don't sin, v'im techata havei karban lefanai. Guard yourself so that you won't have to come to the Beis Elokim. So that you don't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash with a karban. The karov lishmoa, those are the next two words of the pasuk. What are we continuing darshaning? Amarava, have the karov lishmoa divrei chachamim. If you did sin, then listen to the rabbis. Sheim chote b'viyei karban vosin shuva. To know that you shouldn't be embarrassed, you do a chait, you bring a karban. Even if it's embarrassing, even if you don't want to, that's how you achieve kapara. Mites haksilim zevach, the next three words of the pasuk. What does that mean? More than the foolish giving of a karban, the fools, a ksil is a fool. More than the fools giving a karban, so don't be like a ksil who brings the karban but doesn't do tshuva. Right, a tshuva, a karban without a tshuva is nothing. You have to do vidu, you have to have charata. And finally, the last few words of the pasuk, ki enam yodim la'asos ra, because they don't know to do bad. Says the Gemara, one second. Ihachi, if we're talking about foolish people and we describe them as people who don't know how to do bad, tzadikim nenu. So what do you mean they're fools? They're tzadikim, but they don't know how to do bad. Ela, no, this is the pshat. No, it means they don't know to do bad. They don't know bad, good. They don't know the difference. They don't know why they're bringing this carbon. Okay, you have to bring a carbon. Bring a carbon. But they don't know the message of the carbon. They don't know basic mitzvahs. Basic mitzvahs and affairs. They're bringing a carbon. Carbon is somebody who means it. Somebody who understands the messages of the carbon. That is all drushes based on this pasuk. Drushes number one. The one that's related to us is number two. Ravashi, Vitem, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa Amar. What does it mean? Guard yourself. Guard your legs. Raglacha. So the Gemara darshins. Shamar nikavecha b'shash ataomei b'tfila lefanai. Guard your nikavim, like from Asher Yatzar. Nikavim, chalim, chalim. Guard your holes, your orifices, when you daven in front of me. And that's learned out from Raglecha, because we're guarding what's Bein Raglayim. Right? Bein Raglayim in terms of going to the bathroom. Okay, so that is all the discussion of davening in the context of Tsoa or Mei Raglayim, and davening when one has to go to the bathroom. The next half an amud until the bottom is about what happens if somebody's wearing tefillin and they have to go to the bathroom. So what do they do with their tefillin? So even before we start, there's a difference, Maker I did, between tefillin let's say, tzitzis. Right, we all go to the bathroom with our tzitzis on. The Minhag Yisrael also take off the talus. But we look at Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Maker I did, you can walk into a bathroom with your talus on. Because Meikar Adin, Tefillin has, we'll get to this on Amud Beis, is what's called Tashvishe Kedusha. It has inherent Kedusha, therefore you have to take off your Tefillin before you go to the bathroom. Vashayki Talos, theoretically you're allowed to walk in. And the reflection of the difference of this is, what about when you come out? You have to make a new bracha or not? By Tefillin you have to make a new bracha when you put your Tefillin back on. At least Lahaniach. Maybe not the second one, but at least Lahaniach. By Talos you don't make a new bracha when you put it back on. Because theoretically you could have worn it in the bathroom. So therefore it's not a hefsek. By Tefillin you really went to a place that was a hefsek. So therefore you have to make a new bracha. This whole Gemara right now is going to talk about what to do with one's Tefillin. Again, in those days they didn't have a counter to put it on right outside. There were worries about people taking it. There were worries about putting it on the grounds. So we're going to get to what to do with Tefillin. Let's say you're in a public area, public place, and you have your Tefillin. You know, so what do you do? You allowed to take it inside. So hopefully we'll get to it. Tana Rabbanan, Hanichnas Lebeis Hakisei. Somebody goes into the bathroom. And also remember, we're talking about people who are tefillin all day, not just in shul. So we're going to get to that a little bit later also. Chol etzfila b'richlik dal amos v'nichnas. He should take off his tefillin 4 amos away from the bathroom before he goes in, and then go in. It's not kavodik to walk right up to the bathroom, especially bathrooms in those days, and go in and take it off there. Amr of Achabar Funa, Amr of Sheishes. Lo shanu, this whole discussion, el be beis hakise kavua, is only by a permanent beis hakise. Rashi says this means shegesh bot soa. Well, it's used for tsoa. That's a beis hakisei kavua, not just used for urination. It's used for tsoa. Aval beis hakisei arai, cholis v'nifna la'alter. But a beis hakisei arai, what's that, beis hakisei arai? So the Rashi says it was never used for tsoa. Just urinals there. Just it was never used for tsoa, so then cholis v'nifna la'alter. There is a major discussion, halacha l'maisa, what status do our bathrooms have? We spoke about this a couple of months ago in shul. So the Sharm Sharon Balacha, we don't have time right now to read it, but many poskim say that Bisman Hazeh, in the days of our plumbing, in the days of you walk into the bathroom, there's nothing there. And we do a lot of other things in the bathroom. We take showers, we look by the mirror, there are a lot of other tzrachim we use in the bathroom, so our bathrooms might not have the same status. That's why Rav Tzvi Pesach says you could wash your hands in the bathroom for Netilas Yadayim, just say the bracha outside. So many poskim say that our bathrooms have a different status than either of these basic, bate kisei. Yeah.
The nafkamina by mirror line here would be that even if that's assuming there's no smell.
Okay, but even a mirror line smell isn't as might not be the same as a tzoa smell. Might not as chomer. Ukshiyotze, we're going to get a little more into it though. Ukshiyotze, marche dalaramos umanichan. When you go out, first you go dalaramos away, and then put your tefillin on. Mibreisha asobes, like he said, kavua. Because if you took it off and then you use the bathroom, so then you have now made it into a permanent beis hakisei, and therefore you have to walk dalaramos before you put it on. Ibaylu, maushi yikaris adu betefillin beis hakisei kavua lahashtin mayim. Can you go into a beis hakisei kavua, but you're only going to be mashtin meiraglayim? You're not gonna use it for sitting down. You're just gonna use it for meiraglayim. So could you keep your tefillin on? So Ravina Shari, Ravada Barasana, Asar, Machlokas, Asu Shailu Alarava, Armalahu Asar, Chashina Shema Yifna Bahen, Varmala Shema Yafiyak Bahen. No, we're worried that if you're going into the bathroom already, number one, you might suddenly walk to the bathroom, sometimes you get an urge that you didn't realize you had before. So Shema Shema Nifna, maybe you think you're only good for Merag Lyam, but it might turn into a longer stay. Or Shema Yafiyak Bahen, maybe you'll pass gas in the bathroom, and that is an usher to do that when one is wearing tefillin. So therefore, says Rava, at least Midir Rabbanan, you're not allowed to go in with tefillin on into any kind of bathroom, no matter what your kavanas are. Tanya Ida, Chanechla Bezakize Kavua. So now, what to do with tefillin when you're in the bathroom? Cholitz betila barichak dal anamas. You got to take it off 4 amos away. Umanichan b'chalon asamach l'rishus harabim. Let's say there was some type of wall which had pockets, which had cubbies facing out and facing in. So the first opinion, which is going to be Beis Shammai, says you have to put your tefillin in the window in the cubby facing out towards the street. V'nichnas and go in. Ukshu yosei machik dal anamas umanichan. Different Beis Shammai. And when you come out, you put it on once you go 4 amos away. Beisilas omrim, no. Ochsin biyado v'nichnas. Beisilas says the best thing to do is to hold it and wrap it in your hands, wrap it in his bag, and then wrap it in your shirt, and then go in. We'll talk about it more in a minute. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ochsin bebigdo v'nichnas. Rabbi Akiva says, no, not in your hand, in your baguette. So, 1 second. The Gemara says, bebigdo saka daitach. You just put it in your baguette, but you're not holding it at all with your hand. Zinnin mishtali luvanafli. Maybe you'll forget tefillin in your shirt or in your robe, and then you'll go to the bathroom, and all of a sudden it's going to fall down if you're not holding it, if it's just in your baguette. So, Gemara says, you're right. What he meant to say is, ema ochsin bebigdo ubiyado v'nichnas. You have to put it in your hand and in your bag. I mean, put it in, wrap it up in your shirt or in your double layers and hold it in your hands and then go in. Umanichan, and continues this, the way the Mefarshim explained this means that let's say you couldn't do that, you couldn't hold it in your hand, it's not practical. So then manichem bechurin asmuchin lebeis akisei. So then you could put it in the cubbies next to the bathroom. V'lo yenichem bechurin asmuchin lebeis akisei, but not the outer cubbies. Shema yitzlu osam overi drachim. Maybe people will take it if it's on the outer cubbies facing the street. V'yovu lichshad, and it's going to cause problems. What kind of problems? Gemara says based on the following story. One time there was a Talmud Chacham who left his tefillin on the outside. And there was a zona that came and took them. Look what he paid me with. Look what this Talmud Chacham paid me with. And she had his tefillin. So Kivish Hashem also Talmud Kach. Once the Talmud saw what happened, he was so upset and disgraced. All of the Rosh Hagag v'nafal v'meis. He went up and he made an end for himself from the roof. So once that happened, and this happens a lot of times with the Gemara, it sounds like one story in the middle of nowhere. But based on this one, Ma'isa Shahaya, Chazal made a din. Chazal made a takana. They don't want even one time in 500 years, they don't want such a thing to happen. So at that time, they made a takana. Don't leave it in the cubby facing the street. Hold it in your hands if possible. And if you can't, then at least put in the cubby on the inside, not on the cubby on the outside. Tanur Rabbanan, and this was really, says this Brisa, there were stages in the history of this takana. They used to put it on the inside cubbies. But then inside the bathroom, there are bugs, there are rodents. You know, in the street, people are walking around, so there aren't as many rodents. But on the inside, it's the old bathrooms, the type that wasn't as much, it was a different type of hygiene. So the achbarim used to come in and bite into them. His kinushi menichin osam achalot hasbuchos l'shesharabim. So they started putting it into the outer cubbies. Uban obey drachim and otzlanasan. But then people started coming and taking them. Your initials on the bag. You know, in those days, might not have had the fanciest tefillin. So, looks like a good pair of tefillin. So his kinushi ochsim biyadav nichnas. So they made a takana that you take it in. Don't leave it on the outside. Don't leave it on the inside. Take it in. Fine. Amr Maisha, a couple more lines regarding this topic. Brei Reb Shua ben Levi, halacha, golan kemin sefer va'ochsan biyamino keneged libo. What do? You wrap up the whole tefillin package with the straps, with everything, and you hold it in your right hand next to your heart. Some say in your right hand because your left hand you're going to be using for taking care of things in the bathroom. But you're right, you hold it in your right hand next to your heart. You have to make sure even the straps don't stick out. Because even the straps are called Tashmisha Kedusha, have Kedushas. Therefore, even they have to make sure the straps are all covered. Oh, the following line is important. Amr of Yaakov, Acha, Amr of Zera, Lo Shanu, this whole discussion of taking it in and wrapping it and putting it by your chest, El Sheish shows by Yom Lovshan. That's only if there's more time to wear them during the day. In other words, in those days they wore tefillin all day, and the das is that you're going to put it back on right afterwards when you come out of the bathroom. So then we warn Matriach you to put it, wrap it up, put it in the bags, put it away, because you're going to put it right back on afterwards. So that's why you're allowed to do this. But aval ein shos b'yom lovshan. But if there's no time left and you're basically taking off your tefillin for the day, so then osav lahen kemin kis tefach u'manichan. And you got to put it away in its proper bag, put in a kiss in a package. That's a tefach high u'manichan, and then put it down. Why does that have to be a tefach high? Our bags aren't a tefach high. So Rashi here says because you're going to be putting it on the floor. If you're putting it on the floor, if it's just in a bag, it's not kavodik to put it on the floor. So if it's a tefach high, it's like an ohel. It's its own rishus, and therefore, even if it's on the floor, it's okay. That's what the Ramba. That's how Rashi seems to say. Chashit, not considered ohel. Chashit, right? Rashi says the chalot tefach the chashiv akli ohel lahafzik beinom lekarka. That's how Rashi seems to read the Gemara. Bayom, which means when you have more time to put it on when you come out, you do this. You wrap it up and put it inside. But at night, when you're not going to put it back on, whereas right before you're taking them off for the final time, then you should put it in your bag and you shouldn't take it in. Fine. Amar Abaya. Again, another parameter, another limit. Lo shanu, this whole discussion that you would need a kli, that's the height of a tefach, to put it down on the floor, let's say according to Rashi, ela beklishu kelyan. That's only by the kli, by the tefillin bag that's always used as a tefillin bag. So then that bag, Rashi says, is batel to the tefillin. That's not considered a separate rishus. So it's very important in terms of a tefillin bag. A tefillin bag has the status. So it's like part of the tefillin, so you can't say there's a concept called kis pasoch kis. a double covering, and then you're able to go into a bathroom. But a tefillin bag doesn't count as a covering, really, because that's like bottle to the tefillin. It's always used as a tefillin. But let's say you just have a stam, a plastic bag around, that's better. So then, even if you don't have a tefach inside, that's still called a hefsek, and it would be enough to not be considered to be zayon if you put it on the floor. If it's just in the tefillin bag, then it's a problem, but if another bag around it, it's better. What about a talus bag? If the tefillin bag's in the talus bag, that's in a chinami, that's better. We'll talk about it on Midbeis if we have time, but a talus bag is not miyuchad for tefillin. So therefore, even though it always have your tefillin in it, but because it includes other things in it, so it doesn't have the status of a tefillin bag, and therefore, that maker adin would be okay. Again, Baruch Hashem, today we have tables, we have bimos, we don't put the tefillin on the floor. But maker adin, let's say you're in a place where you're camping, you're doing something, and you're going to have to put the tefillin down, you always have to try to have something underneath. Omer marzusha v'temer bashi teda. Just the third three lines from the bottom. I'll prove it to you that you don't need a package that is a tefach high. Usually, if there's a dead body in a room, then everything in the room is tamei. There's an exception, says the psukim in Chukas, and that is if you have a kli, a bottle that is tightly sealed, then anything in that bottle is tahor. Anything in that bottle is tahor. So the halacha is, even if it's a tiny little bottle, let's say it's like a little whiteout. Right, so the whiteout inside, but there's no tefach in there, but as long as it's completely sealed, it's tahor. So you see, even if something does not have a tefach space inside, it still can be called its own rishus for tumen matara. So too, in terms of putting your tefillin inside that type of bag, it is also okay. Fine. When we used to follow Rabbi Yochanan when he went to the bathroom, so this isn't one of those gemaras that they went into the bathroom with him, but they stood outside, so when he went in, he gave us his svarim to hold when he went inside. But he didn't give us his tefillin. He gave us his svarim to hold for him, but his tefillin he kept wearing. Amar, hold the sharun hu rabbanan. Ninteron. So said Rabbi Yochanan, since I have a heter in some cases to wear tefillin, right, we said if you're going to lose them outside, there are certain cases where we said you're allowed to wear tefillin if you're only going in for Meiraglayim, not for Soa. So Ninteron, let me wear them because it'll guard me. Rashi explains there were certain mazikin hanging out in the bathroom. In Shulchan Aruch, it talks about the special hirasson that they used to say before and after they went into the bathroom because there were certain mazikin that were there. Help me, make sure I'm safe, and then come out. Thank you. We don't say that bisman hazeh. But Rabbi Yochanan says, I might as well wear the tefillin because it will guard me. Amar Rava, similar. Rav Nachman used to give his talmidim svarim to hold. He didn't give his tefillin though. Since the rabbanan gave me a heter already, let me use it. It'll be for my benefit. I'll be able to guard myself from the mazikin. Sorry. Right, holding them. Okay, Ninter and Yishmaruni, Achlisim, so that's assuming, let's say he's gonna be there for Soa purposes, or it's the Machlokas before, about Meiraglayim, Shami Yafiach Bahen, so then Echinami, taking them in, but holding them, not even wearing them. Even holding them might be a Shmira. Yishmaruni, Achlisim, Yimi, Yishmaruni, Menamazikin. Fine. So once we're talking about holding things, so the Gemara now goes off a little bit. Tana Rabbanan, Lo Yochas Adam Tfilin Biyado V'Sefer Torah B'Zro V'Yispalel. Shulchan Aruch says you can't be hold. Of course, you're allowed to be wearing tefillin when you daven. You have to, but you're not allowed to hold tefillin in your hand when you daven or a sefer Torah, v'yispalel and daven. V'lo yashtin v'hen. So what do you do when you're sitting down holding the Torah? That's kavanat Torah. Well, you don't have a choice. But right, when you're holding by Ashrei Nevo Letzion, but by Shmona Esrei, for example, you're not supposed to be holding the Sefer Torah. Comes up on Friday, on Purim. The question is, when do you put the Sefer Torah back? Before or after Megillah? So there are many posts that say you should put it back before Megillah, because the guy who's holding the Sefer Torah, he's not going to be able to concentrate for 25 minutes holding the Torah and the Megillah. So that's why they say to put it back first, so that the person could concentrate. And you can't be osem meiraglayim, urinate with tefillin on. Lo yishan b'hem, lo shenas kevav, lo shenas arai. And you can't sleep with the tefillin on. Lo shenas kevav, lo shenas arai. Not a little sleep, and not a kavua sleep. One more line. Amar Shmuel, sakinu mos v'ka'ara v'kikar ha'elu kayotze b'hen. Shmuel says you can't even hold these things when you daven: a knife, or money, or a plate. Or food. So Rashi here seems to say, because all of these things are things that you worry about falling. You don't want the knife to fall and cut your foot. You don't want the cake to fall and get dirty. You don't want the mouse to fall and for somebody to take it. But what if you're talking about something that you don't care if it falls? Let's say you're talking about tissues. Let's say you blew your nose, you're holding a tissue. You're allowed to dive it with tissues in your hand? So from Rashi, it sounds like maybe, because Rashi says these are all examples of things that you're worried about. Rabbeinu Yonah has two deyas. Rabbeinu Yonah says maybe Rashi's right, but maybe no, maybe these are just examples. You can't hold anything in your hand. That's what hold anything. A sitter is different. A sitter is the Tzorech HaTfilah. A lulav, the Gemara says, Tzorech HaTfilah. If you're davening with a lulav and saying Hallel, so then that's different. But anything else should not be in one's hand. Rabbeinu Yonah has an important discussion here, where it said, we did this Rabbeinu Yonah, I think at 4 o'clock in the morning on Shavuos 2 years ago. Because it says, Lo Yishan Bahem, so it's a little close to that. So the Gemara here says that you can't sleep in tefillin, Ashenas Keva or Ashenas Arai. So Rabbeinu Yonah here quotes that when they are, that's only when you're holding them. There are other Gemaras that say you're just not allowed to hold tefillin, even taking a little sleep, because they might fall down. But if you're wearing the tefillin, so then a little snooze is okay, as long as the chain is arai. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So he asks, what do you mean? There's a concept that you're not allowed to have hesach hadas when you wear tefillin. You can't lose your concentration when you're wearing tefillin. So how can you have a chain is arai? Of course you're going to lose your concentration somewhat when you're dozing off a little bit. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, no. He quotes a Rabbeinu Moshe. Rabbeinu Moshe says that, what does it mean you can't have any hesach hadas when you're wearing tefillin? It just means it means a positive hesach hadas. Kalus Rosh, something inappropriate in wearing tefillin. But says Rabbeinu Yonah, we wear tefillin all day when we go to work, when we do this, when we do that. Isn't that a hesach hadas? We're not thinking about our tefillin. The answer is no. Hesach hadas by tefillin doesn't mean just not thinking about tefillin. It means positively doing something improper for tefillin. But he says, when you sleep a little bit, this is his lashon. He says it's less hadas than a lot of other things in life. He says, "Adaraba, ba'osa shah." When you're sleeping, a little snooze. Omid yoser derech more v'shocheach havle ha'olam. You know, there are so many things in life that are worse to think about. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's not called the hesach hadas, and therefore it's okay. He doesn't quote the Rambam, but from the Rambam you get a little different lashon. The Rambam's lashon hilchos tefillin is that you can't have any hesach hadas, and the kedusha of tefillin is yoser ben atzitz. We spoke about it before. This high level kedusha, and when you wear tefillin, you're an unav, and you're in a certain state. So for the Rambam, it doesn't sound like he believes in this type of just a negative hesach hadas. But again, that's the important sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah on this gemar. Sorry. I guess by Shana Sarai, we're not as worried. Not as worried. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Sheshes. Less Hilchasa, so now I get back to a little bit of the bathroom issues. Less Hilchasa, Ki Hamas Nisa. We don't hold like the previous Brisa. What did we just quote? Just look at what we just quoted. V'lo Yashtin Mehen Mayim. We just quoted that you're not allowed to be Osem Meraglayim holding your tefillin. So it says Rava, Amar Rav Sheshes. We don't hold like that Brisa. To Beishamai. That's Beishamai. Who holds that? That's Usser. The E base Hillel, but base Hillel, Hasha base Akise Kavu Ashari. Base Hillel, remember base Hillel from the previous Amud, he says you could go into the base Akise with holding your tefillin. So he says if you're allowed to, if base Hillel allows you to walk into a base Akise Kavua holding your tefillin, base Kavua again means one with Tsoa in it, base Akise Arai mi boy, then surely base Akise Arai, which is just for Meraglayim, surely he'd matter that. So says Rava Amr of Sheshes, this brisa that says you can't hold your tefillin in your hand when you're being Osa Meraglayim, that must only be Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel. Meisve, we have a kasha on the statement of Rava. Dvarim shehitarti lachakan, asarti lachakan. We have this very ambiguous statement that says, Beis Hillel once said, what I matured here, I asered there. What does that mean? So my lab, we assume that means a tefillin. We assume that's talking about a case of holding tefillin when you go to the bathroom. And we interpret it as follows. Bishlama Beis Hillel, I understand how Beis Hillel would, what he means. He tarti l'chakan kavua. Asadi l'chakan Beis Akise Arai. Maybe how could Beis Hillel be interpreted in this line? What he meant to say was that what I allowed you to do here in a Beis Akise kavua, I allowed you to hold your tefillin in a Beis Akise kavua, one with soa in it. I did not allow you to do that in a Beis Akise Arai. Which sounds illogical, which we're going to get to the svara of that in a minute, at the end of the Gemara. But at least we could fit these words into what Beis Hillel says. What does it mean, what I allowed you to do here, I asked there? It means, I allowed you to hold your tefillin in a Beis Akise Kavua, and I didn't allow you to do it in a Beis Akise Arai. Ela Iyam et Beis Shammai, but if you say, this line is Beis Shammai, halo shara v'lo midi. But Beis Shammai doesn't allow you to do anything. He never allows you to hold your tefillin in a Beis Akise Kavua or Arai. So therefore, kasha on Rava, because Rava, you said Beis Hillel would allow you to hold your tefillin in a Beis Akise Kavua or Arai. No, but we just said Beis Hillel would only allow you in a Beis Akise Kavua, Arai. I'm sorry, in a Beis Kavua, and not in the Beis Akise Arai. So the Gemara answers no. Kitanya Hahi, that ambiguous line of what I allowed you to do here, I didn't allow you to do there, that has nothing to do with tefillin. That has to do with how much one should reveal oneself in the bathroom. Because we have two brises. We have one brisa which says that when you go to the bathroom, you are allowed to reveal yourself a small amount in the back, and in front you have a little more space. You should reveal yourself a little more. In terms of tznius, especially in those days when bathrooms weren't as private as we have them. V'tanya idach, and we have another brisa which says, different shiurim, la'achrav tefach, behind you, you're allowed to be reveal a tefach, but la'fanav of a little clump, but you can't reveal anything in front. So how do you answer these two brises that gives different shiurim? So my lav, idi v'idi be'ish, so our original assumption is they're both talking about a man going to the bathroom, v'lo kasha, and what's the difference between the two brises? Kam l'gdolam, kam l'ktanim. The difference is, number one and number two, meaning making soa or making meiraglayim. If it's making soa sitting down, then you don't need any space open in front. That's why more space is open in back. But if it's meiraglayim, so that's the other brisa which says you're allowed more in front and less in back. So that's how we assume it means, therefore, no kasha on Rava. Because this whole lashon about what I allowed you to do here, I didn't allow you to do there, is referring to the bathroom. What I allowed you to open in a place where you're osa meiraglayim, where you need more in front, I didn't allow you to open when you're osa soa, when you're sitting down. So says the Gemara, that can't be the pshat. V'tizbara, ibiktanim la'achrav tafach lamali. No, if you're biktanim, which means meiraglayim, so why do you need any space in the back? You're talking about a man. You're talking about a man going to the bathroom, meiraglayim. Why do you have to open any space in the back? You don't have to reveal anything. So the Gemara says you're right. Ela idivi bigdolim. These two brises, they're talking about bigdolim. Both cases are talking about going to the bathroom tsoa. V'lo kasha ha'be'isha ha'be'isha. The difference is a man or a woman. And the difference is because a woman obviously does not need anything open, revealed in front. But a man, Rashi explains, if you're osek dolim, then sometimes that causes to be osek tanim too. That odds may to come out as well. But that's the difference between the two brises, talking about a man or talking about a woman. Fine. So that's how we interpreted this line of what I allowed you to do here. We're almost through this, guys. Hang in there, right? So what I allowed you to do here, I didn't allow you to do there. So that's the pshat of the brisa. But the Gemara says, one second, ihachi hadatani alez zakal v'charmish ein alav tshuva. The next line of that brisa, which says what I allowed you to do here, I didn't allow you to do there. The next line, the bala brisa says, and you can ask me a kalvachomer on this, and I won't have an answer for you. So my anal of tshuva, what would be the kasha? Darcha demilsa haki isa. We just explained that the difference between the two brises is a man and a woman. So what kind of kasha are you going to ask me? It doesn't make sense. This is nature. Nature is a man has to open up in back and in front, and a woman only has to open up in back. So what kind of great kasha can you ask on this shot of the brisa? So therefore, because of this, we reject this whole interpretation. Elalava tefillin. We go back to the original interpretation that lashon of what I allowed you to do here, I didn't allow you to do there, is talking about tefillin. V'tiyuf to the Rava. And we go back to say it's a kasha on Rava. Rava, who in the first wide line said that Beis Hillel would allow you to hold your tefillin, whether no matter what type of Beis Akisa you're in, Kavua or Arai. So that's wrong, because we just interpreted Beis Hillel. I say, no, Beis Hillel only says you're not allowed to hold your tefillin in a Beis Akise Arai. But in a Beis Akise Kavua, you're allowed to hold your tefillin. So we say, Amar Rav Sheshes Tiyufta. So Rav is rejected, and with the Maisa we say that Beis Hillel allows you to hold your tefillin in a Beis Akise Kavua, with its Soa, but not in a Beis Akise Arai, with its just Meiraglayim. So Gemara says, one second, we call Makom Kasha, so that doesn't make sense. So Hasha Beis Akise Kavua Shari, Beis Akise Arai Lo Kol Shekein. So it's a call of a call mare. If you're not allowed to hold your tefillin in a Makom Soa, then if you're allowed to hold your tefillin in a Makom Soa, so why aren't you allowed to hold your tefillin in a Makom Meiraglayim? So Hachi Kamar. No, there's again, based on nature. Beis Akise Kavua Deleka Nitzotzot Shari. By basic kavua, in a place where somebody is going to make tsoa, so then there are no drips or anything flying around anywhere. So therefore, he's not going to have to use his hands as much in terms of making sure and wiping himself to make sure he's clean before he leaves. So that's why dafka in a basic kise kavua, he's allowed to hold his tefillin in his hand. Basic kise arai, the ikanitzotzot asri. But basic kise arai, even though you would have thought arai is less chamor, But because there are nitzotzos, because there are things that shoot out, so that's why aser, that's why it's more chamer. Ihachi amai ein alav tshuva, tshuva ma'al yisahi. So that if that's the case, we just gave a great svara. So what does the next line mean? You could have asked me a question on this that I can't answer. You explained it perfectly. What kind of question are you going to ask me on this? So the Gemara says, no, hachi kamar. Hamilsa tesele bataras taima, velo tesele bataras kavachomer. You're right. You explained it. You gave a svara. So if you gave this svara, I can't ask you a kasha on it. De'i asile bataras kavachomer, zel kavachomer she'en olav tshuva. If you would have just said arai versus keva, I would have asked you a big kasha. How could arai be more chomer than keva? But if you give me a svara for it, the why arai is more of a problem because there are nitzotzos flying around, then I understand. Then I don't have a kasha. Okay, end of that piece of Gemara. Okay, let's just do two more minutes. That takes us through the bathroom issues. Okay, so everybody can breathe now and wake up at the two dots. Tana Rabbanan. Just two more minutes. Hello, harotzeli kanis l'suudas keva mahalach asara pa'amim dalav amos odalav amos yud pa'amim v'yifne. Before somebody eats a meal, the Gemara says it's a nice idea to walk a little bit to get the juices going. If one has to go to the bathroom, it's not nice, not covetic to go to the bathroom in the middle of a meal. So try to go to the bathroom before you sit down. So the Gemara says do a little exercise. And then go and eat. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, especially in the days where you used to wear tefillin all day, you're not supposed to eat a seudas keva with your tefillin on. It's not covetic. So what do? You take off your tefillin, and then you go eat your meal. Upligad Rabbi Chiya, but Rabbi Chiya argues. Rabbi Chiya manichan al shulchano v'chein hadulo. Rabbi Chiya says, no, you can wear them all the way until you get to your table, and take them off and put it down right next to you. You don't have to take them off in a different room. V'yad emas, when are you allowed to put your tefillin back on? Right after the main, right in the middle. When are you allowed to? Amar Achar Bar Yitzchak Atzman Bracha, until Berachas Amazon, until benching, because that's the end of the meal, and then you can put your tefillin back on. Fine. So now we get to very interesting Gemaras. Let's do at least start it for 1 minute. Tani Chada. Sora Adam Fila Vimmaosa Ba'ar Kara Suso. Ba'af Kara Suso. Ba'af Far Kasuso. Person is allowed to put his money into the same scarf which is holding his tefillin. That's what one Brisa says. Vatanya Idach Lo Yatzer. Another one says you can't. Lo kasha hada asmane hada lo asmane. It depends if your bag is designated as a tefillin bag or not. To Amar Rav Chisda, hay sudra de tefillin da asmane le meitzer be tefillin. Rav Chisda says, if somebody has a sudra, it's a handkerchief, let's call it a tefillin bag. If somebody has a tefillin bag that he designated to put his tefillin in, sar be tefillin asr le meitzer be pashit. Once you have a tefillin bag and you designated and you used it for tefillin, you're not allowed to put anything else in that bag. The bag achieves status of Tashmishe Kedusha, which we're going to start with the definition tomorrow, and you can't put anything else in the bag. Azmanei v'lo tsarbei, tsarbei v'lo azmanei, shori l'meitzer bei zuzei. But if you only did one or the other, you either designated it but you didn't use it yet, let's say you bought a tefillin bag from the store, but you never used it yet. Or you put your tefillin in, but you never thought that you were going to use it as a tefillin bag for a kavua, then you're allowed to put money in. You're only not allowed to put money or any tissues or anything else that's not tefillin, you can't put in your tefillin bag. If it's designated for tefillin, it's already been used for tefillin. Ula abaya, so the sitter should not go. The tefillin could go in the talus bag, but not in the tefillin bag. We'll talk about the difference tomorrow. Two more lines. Ula abaya da amar azmana milsahi. According to Abaya, who says that designation is itself enough, so he would be more chamor. Because then, even if you just buy the tefillin bag from the store, without using it, you already can't put money in. Asmanei avagab delot sarbe. If you designated it, even if you didn't use it yet for tefillin, sarbe I asmanei aser ilo asmanei lo. It's totally on designation. So that is a machlokas between Abaya and Rav in general. We paskin hasman alav milsa. Designation is not enough by itself, and therefore halacha lamaisa. In our little tefillin bag, we're not supposed to put anything else in there. If we have a mirror, if we have a sitter, if we have a talis, all of those go in the outer bag. Tomorrow we're going to start off by talking about the difference between the talis bag and the tefillin bag. Why is there a difference? If you can't put it in the tefillin bag, why are you allowed to put it in the talis bag? And then we get on to other issues. Again, the shiur today was L'Zeich HaNishmas, Yitzchak Ben Peretz Klein. Amen.